Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Chris Arnold. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bruce Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John DeAquisto. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John DeAquisto. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Stelmazek. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Frayling. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Frayling. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frayling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maddox moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday bunts towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munday moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Munday scores. There goes Cardenal trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Williams moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Arnold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek takes first base on ball four. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to third. Stelmazek moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing strikes out. One out. Ken Frayling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frayling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frayling for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first, with Frayling covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnold hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stelmazek hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing strikes out. Two outs. Ken Frayling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frayling is 0-for-1 in the game. Frayling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto is 0 for 1 in the game. DeAquisto bunts towards the mound. Frailing fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stelmazek hits a fly ball towards right. Bonds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bonds. Williams scores. Thornton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 0 for 2 in the game. Arnold hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Bert Hooten now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparing takes first base on ball 4. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sparing. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Sparing steals second. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten bunts towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Miller strikes out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stelmazek takes first base on ball 4. Elias Sosa now pitching. Dave Rader now catching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Tyrone now playing left field. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 0-for-3 in the game. Arnold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sparing hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooten is hit by the pitch. Madlock moves to second. Steve Stone pinch runs for Bert Hooten. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Stone moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Chris Ward pinch hits for Jim Tyrone. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sosa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Jerry Morales now playing left field. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stel Mazek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Goodson pinch hits for Bruce Miller. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Goodson reaches second base with a double. Spear moves to third. Mike Phillips pinch runs for Ed Goodson. Gary Thomason pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Gary. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes pinch hits for Dave Rader. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. Phillips scores. Ontiveros moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Tom Detor now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-4 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Ontiveros moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 0-for-4 in the game. Arnold is hit by the pitch. Ontiveros scores. Fuentes moves to third. Bonds moves to second. It's 6-4, Giants. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing third base. Charlie Williams now pitching. Ken Rudolph now catching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. One out. Rick Stel Mazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stel Mazek is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Stel Mazek hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.